Tourism in Ruapehu has taken another blow with the news that the Chateau Tongariro will close its doors on Sunday. Car New Zealand, which manages the hotel at Whakapapa, says its due diligence when working through an extension of its lease found the hotel no longer met current standards for seismic safety. The cost of refurbishments paired with other factors such as Ruapehu Alpine Lifts going into administration saw Car pull the pin on operating the hotel. The Department of Conservation says it's yet to find out how much fixing the Category 1 heritage building might cost. Ruapehu Mayor Weston Curtin says it's a huge blow to the region. And he joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Yes, Morena.
What is the actual, could you help us out here? The actual, so they manage it, do they own it? Who actually owns it and does it come with sort of conditions as part of the Department of Conservation?
Well, there's always been a long association with Department of Conservation. They own the land, obviously, and have a relationship with the owners of the real estate. And my understanding is that this Singaporean company, KAH, own the actual building. That's my understanding, and they're negotiating some sort of a relationship moving forward. But the announcement to actually close that building is as of next Sunday. Also tells us that that won't be opening anytime soon, the way we understand it. So the future of that building is unclear, but we just hope that we can see it revived in the near future so that we can get on the job of tourism in the area.
Yes, so you would be hoping somebody will step in to buy this building. Is it possible that there could be some sort of an assistance package around the seismic activity, as sometimes happens with these sorts of things?
Well, it's not the only building in New Zealand, of course, that has this issue, and many buildings throughout our district are sort of exposed to that, that problem of seismic conditions and the like. It's nothing new, but nevertheless, I think there will be a way forward. You've got to remember here that is a heritage building, and the government obviously will be interested to hear, you know, what is going to happen with that heritage building. So we'll be taking this issue to the government to see whether they can actually help us out as well in terms of, you know, redressing that problem. So we'll be working hard to see that that issue will be, you know, put to rest. I think it's fair to say, though, that, you know, we've got time. There's quite a good time frame here to resolve all these issues. And that building itself was renewed, or part of it was renewed less than 10 years ago. So I'm being very surprised if all the building is actually affected by this. Not to say, of course, that it's not unsafe. It's just the fact that it needs to be addressed. So we'll be working through the issues of that site, if, in fact, that is the issue. So it's a little bit unclear. We're not privy to the issues surrounding the closure, only to say that publicly the company has said that the earthquake risks and the like is one of the problems that they've got.
So you think there are other factors? They mentioned the, obviously, Ruapehu Alpine Lifts going into administration. Do you think they're worried about just demand?
Oh, that could be an opinion, of course. We're not privy to, you know, what is going on in the background there. I'm not speculating, of course, of the skullduggery, but all I'm suggesting is that we haven't got all the facts in front of us. So once we know what is actually happening with the building in terms of the seismic conditions and the like, that could be assessed moving forward. It is a heritage building, so we know that we want to continue in some shape or form this building in a tourism aspect. But all I'm saying is that we're only relying on the opinions and the views of the company that owned this building. I think it's only fair that we get some sort of independent review of what's happening with
that
building.
Who should do that?
Well, I'm just going to be talking to Stuart Nash, the Minister of Tourism, for example, getting some advice from our own council and actually working through the issues. So I think we deserve to actually have the facts of this moving forward. Setting aside, of course, if the company that owns the building now is stepping down and will not be administering the building, then it only goes to show that we really need to get some facts and then start working through the issues.
So, do you think you can get it open by the winter?
I can't speculate that, but it is damaging the fact that it is closing the doors because you lose that reputation and the likes. But we're positive. We're going to be fighting back here and making sure that the public get all the facts, and also we hope that we can get something revived in their future.
Western Curtin, thank you very much. Ruapehu Mea.